We're going to learn Daf Chavtes and Masechtas Ksubas, the beginning of Perek Elu Nairis. So the Mishnah starts as follows. Elu Nairis Shiesh Lahen Knas. The following girls, a Naira as Rashi defines, and we'll see how it's defined in the Gemara, but as Rashi defines, a Naira physically is a girl who is 12 years old, she is now a Gedolah, until she's 12 and a half. So that is the exact age of a Naira. So anytime you see the word Naira in the Torah or in the Gemara, unless the Gemara says otherwise, it means the girl that's between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. So the halacha is that if she is a Besula, and somebody lives with her against her will, so then the guy who lives with her has to pay the father knas of 50 shekel, as we'll see in the Gemara. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to list a couple of, as we'll see in the Gemara, a couple of unique cases of when that applies. Now again, remember, it's important to remember that she has to be a basula. If she's not a basula, this Mishnah is not relevant. But here's the case. Habala mamzeres. So the point is that even though she's a mamzeres and somebody who you're not allowed to marry, that's a chiddush, because we'll see that it could be contingent on who you can marry. Even though she's a mamzeres, she still gets the knas. Baal anasino. And anasino, which we were talking about, is a sect of the Gevainim. The Gevainim were a group of people that in the time when Yeshua was conquering Eretz Yisrael, they dressed up as if they were from another nation so that Yeshua wouldn't kill them, because anybody who lived in Eretz Yisrael was conquered. So they dressed up as if they came from a faraway place, and Yeshua thought they were not dwellers of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore agreed to let them go through Geirus. And eventually, a number of years later, David HaMelech made a gzeira on all of the Gevainim that they are going to be considered slaves, and they primarily worked for the Beis HaMikdash. So they are somebody who, again, is somebody that we wouldn't necessarily intermarry with. I'll just mention very briefly that there's a Machlekes Rishonim over here, whether or not the Nesinim were Aser Midarabanon or Aser Midaraisa. This is a big discussion in the Rishonim. And then the Mishnah then continues, Vala Kusis and a Kusi, who also is a question. Again, Rashi learns over here that the Kusim were Geire Arayus. Geire Arayus, Arayus with an Aleph, not with an Ayin, which means that they went through Geirus because they were afraid of the lions. An Ari is a lion, and therefore their Geirus was not a Kosher Geirus or not. So there's a machleik, again, this happens to be a machleikus in the Gemara, whether or not the Kusim went through proper Geirus. Rashi learns the sugyo that they did not go through Geirus properly, and still the Mishnah says that they're chayev and knas, so we'll have to see, even though they're not a goy. So obviously there was somewhat of a Geirus. That's the question on Rashi, right? But Tosfos therefore learns that we're talking about that they were Geirei Emes. We're going according to this Mishnah has to be going according to the Shita that says that there was a real Geirus. But there was a problem with their Geirus. But it had to be a real Geirus, because if they weren't a real Geirus, as a Goy, you wouldn't give Knas to a Goy. As we learned at the end of Yevamos, you don't give money to a goy, even if they may convert. We first have to wait for them to go through the Geirus. Remember when we learned the sugyas of Geirus in Yevamos? So over here, okay. So again, machlokes rishonim, whether we're talking about real Geirim or not real Geirim. According to Rashi, if somebody then lived with a girl who went through Geirus, valashvu is somebody who, a Jewish girl who was captured but then redeemed, valashivcha, or a maid who was redeemed, sheniftuv sheniskayru v'nishtachru, was freed, pchusos mi b'nai shalosh shana v'yom echad. They went through, let's call it the Geirus. They came back into the fold under the age of 3 years old. So which means that if anything did happen while they were living among the Goyim, it doesn't matter, because at the age of 3 everything resets. So therefore she could still be a Basula even if anything would have happened, as long as she went through the process and she came back into Yiddishkeit by the age of 3 years old.
I'm not sure the finish is, because we have a general
next case in the Mishnah is Habala Choysoi. So now we're going to start listing cases that are Chi of Kares, and even so there's going to be a Din of Knas. So here's the list. Habala Choysoi, somebody lives with their sister. Habala Chois Aviv, the sister of their father, Ba'al Chois Imai, the sister of their mother, Ba'al Chois Ishtoi, and the sister of his wife, Ba'al Eishes Achiv, and the wife of his brother, Ba'al Eishes Achi Aviv, and also the wife of his father's brother. So in other words, his aunt from his father's brother. Vala Nida, and of course living with Anida in general is Aser, but even so, living with her during the time that she's Anida will not get you out of the Knas. As the Mishnah says, Yesh Lehen Knas, they still have to pay the Knas. Aval Pi Shehen Bi Karis, even though they get a chiyuv misos kares. You don't say come like the rabbi mina over there, because as the Mishnah finishes, ein behem misos bezdin. There's no punishment from bezdin. So all of these are according to particular shitas in the Gemara that says that kares does not pati you from. Does not give you a din of kamalei b'derabba minei. So unless bezdin is involved, if bezdin is involved, then we say that once bezdin gives you one punishment, they don't give you a second punishment. That's the Mishnah. Okay, so now let's start defining the cases over here. Hani nairis psulois islahu knas ksheris loy. So the Mishnah starts with the words, these are the cases of when you get knas. And then the Mishnah jumps and lists all these odd cases and never talks about the regular case. So the ksheris loy, you're going to say if they're kosher, then you don't get knas. So the Gemara says, of course, hachi ka'amar. What we mean to say is, elu nairis psulois. These are the ones that even though they're puzzled, they'll still get the knas. Of course the regular ones get knas. This is the off-brand. They still get knas. And then we go and we list all those cases. Okay, fine. So, again, it means all girls out of the age. Let's see what age actually is the din of knas. So that's the next part of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, naira in katana loy. So you're telling me that it only applies if she's a naira. Because naira, as we said before, is a very definitive, very defined term. It's a girl between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. So what if she's 11? At 11 years old, she's also a basula. She doesn't get knas. So it's a machloikis. Mantana, so who would be the tana of our Mishnah? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav. So Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav says, Rabbi Meir, it has to be going according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the tiny we learned in a brisa. Ketano, how do you define it? Ketano, bas yoim echod, as long as she's even one day old, va'ad shetovish de sairus, until she has two sairus, in other words, until she's a gedola. Yeshlo mecher, so at that age, she can be sold, meaning the father, not that she is sold, but the father has the right to sell her as an amavriya. Ve'en lo knas, but she does not get knas because she's too young. Umishetovish de sairus, va'ad shetis bager, but from the time she becomes a gedola, 12 years old, until she's 12 and a half, which is a bageris, yesh lo knas, now she fits the category of somebody who gets knas, ve'en lo mecher, but you can't sell her anymore, the father no longer has the rights, as the Gemara in Kedushin, or actually the Gemara in Erechin also says that if she was 12 years old, she would go free. It doesn't make sense that that's when the father can first sell her in the first place. In any event, once she's over the age of 12, she cannot be sold anymore. Divrei Reb Meir, that is Shitas Reb Meir. Shahayu Reb Meir Oimer, because the way Reb Meir phrases is like this. Ko mokom sheyesh mecher, if you're able to sell the girl, means she's under bas mitzvah, ain't knas. Now she doesn't get knas. V'chol mokom sheyesh knas, but if you collect the knas, ain't mecher, that means you can't sell her anymore. So there's a very fine, very definitive cutoff. Clear time frame. Under the age of 12, she can be sold, but no knas, which is what our Mishnah seems to say. And 12 to 12 and a half, that's the age of knas and nothing more, nothing less. And that's why our Mishnah says naira. So that's only Shitas Reb Meir. To finish the brisa of the Chachamim say, Ketano mivashol shonim v'yoyim echod. No. We're talking about that she could get knas even from the time she's over 3 years old. Because under 3 years old, it's not really a bia anyway. As Rashi said, it has to be ru'uya l'bia. She has to be capable of having bia. So miyom echad va'ad, she's bagger all the way until she's 12 and a half. That whole range, yesh lehen knas. Then they could collect knas. So the Gemara, one second. Technical question. Knas in mecher loy. So they can only collect knas. You can't sell as an amma avriya. What happened to that then? So emo, now on the top of Chavtes and Mabez, ima af knas b'mokoim mecher. What we mean to say is they even get knas even though they can still be sold. Of course, we talk about the age of 3 years old with regard to the knas, because under 3 years old it's not really a bia, so you don't have to pay knas. And mecher would only apply till 12, but we're not focused on that. We're focused on the knas part of it. So the knas part of it is from 12 until she's, excuse me, from 3 years old all the way till she's 12 and a half. Okay? So that's what comes out according to the Chachamim. But according to the Chachamim, there is a concept of knas even under the age of 12 years old, even as a katana. Again, over the age of 3. And that's why our Mishnah, but our Mishnah that's limited to Naira is only according to Shitas Reb Meir. So, the Gemara then continues. So, why are these You're going to say that these people, even on these girls, are all part of Knas. Va'amai ikri kan. We learn the pasuk over here that talks about when you chayev Knas. It says v'loy siya leisha. It says that one of the problems is, I mean, we talked about the fact that the Knas is that you pay 50 shekel. But besides the 50 shekel, you also have to marry that girl. If you're mafata or mazana with a girl, or ma'anis a girl, you have to also marry her. That's part of the rules. So we say, isha haru uyaloi. So it has to be a girl that you're allowed to marry. So you can't split, I mean, at least at this point to the Gemara, you can't split, and you can't say, well, you gotta pay the 50 shekel, but you don't get the girl. It's either all or nothing. So if you don't get to marry her, then you don't have to, maybe the two are connected, and you don't have to pay the 50 shekel either. So the Gemara brings two terutzim. Amarei shlokish, nairo, naira ha naira. So actually the whole word naira is, because it says, the pasuk says, shaychev ima la'avi ha naira. And it really didn't have, since we're talking about a naira already, it didn't have to say la'avi ha naira. It didn't have to say that whole word. It could just say le'aviha, to her father. So the whole word naira is extra, so you have three extra words. So we darshan it like this. Chad l'gufoy, one is to tell us the din of knas applies to a naira. Chad la'asuyeh chayve lavin, one is to include the chayve lavin, which is the first half of our Mishnah, that it's usher to marry them. The chad la'asuyeh chayve krisos, and the extra hey, or the extra word, is to include chayve krisos, which is the second half of the Mishnah, with the sister cases. Okay? So that's how we, so enachanami, you're right. Alpi the drosho, if you just took the pasuk literally, these girls would be excluded because you can't marry them. But the extra word in the Torah comes to tell us that even though you're not allowed to marry them, you still have to pay the knas. That's one version. Rav Papa, Omar, Rav Papa has a slightly different version. Besula, besula, ha besula. And this is in the parsha of Mafata. The first one was in the parsha of Oinus. The second one is in the parsha of Mafata, that it says an extra word besula, because it could have said kimoyhar. Right, it just said kimoyhar, like her value. Why does it say kimoyhar ha besula? So again, you have the extra word, besula, besula, ha besula. So you have three extra words. Chad l'gufei, once again, we're darshaning, one is to teach us that you pay knas to a besula. V'chad la'asuyeh chayvei lavim, once again, the first half of our Mishnah to say there's a chiyiv to pay the knas, even if it's a chayv lavim, even though you can't marry them. V'chad la'asuyeh chayvei krisos. Okay, and one is to tell us the second half, to chayvei krisos cases as well. Also, you can't marry them. Fine, so we have machlekes, reish lokesh, and rapapa, whether we darshan the word from the word nairo, or we darshan from the word habesula. Again, just to be clear, the word nairo is in the parsha of Oinus, the word besula is in the parsha of Mafata. Okay, so that you understand, and just so that you can sort of follow over here. So the Gemara asks the obvious question: Rav Papa, my time alone, Reish Lakish. Why doesn't Rav Papa use Reish Lakish's words of Naira? So he says, "Ahumi Bayle, look at Abaye, because he needs that word Naira to teach us a different halacha." Domar Abaye, because Abaye taught us, Ba'aleu Mesa Potter, that if he did live with her illegally, and he really deserves to pay, but then she died before they had a chance to go to Beis Din, that guy is not going to be chayev to pay. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'noson la'avi ha'nairo." It says you give it to the father of the nairo. So we darshan la'avi nairo. He still has to be the father of that girl. V'loy la'avi meso, and not after she died. Okay, so then the word nairo is not extra anymore because it's coming to tell us, and we need that word nairo. We have to say the word la'avi nairo in order to tell us that she has to be alive. So that's the way Rav Papa darshans. It's not extra. Okay, the other way. What about Reish Lakish? My time alone, I'm a Rav Papa. Why doesn't Reish Lakish use the word besulo like Rav Papa does? So once again, he says, "Ahumi ba'ilei l'gzeir shava." He needs it for a different halacha of gzeir shava. The Tanya, because we learned in the Brisa as follows. Now it's interesting because that, as you'll see in a moment, the idea of paying the 50 shekel is not really spelled out in any one of the parshas. You have to do a combination of the parshas. The Tanya, kesef yishkol kemoyer habesulois. The pasuk says that you have to give shekel, the kesef that you have to pay, is the shkolim of the value of a besula. Shieze kemoyer habesulois. So that tells us that the parsha of Mefata has to be in the value of a besula. Umoyer habesula is kazeh, and the value of the besula is like this, meaning in the parsha in the parsha of Oinus, over there it spells out how much, what the dollar amount is. It says 50. So it's, one says 50, kesef, and one says kemoyer yishkol, and one says shkolim. So therefore, we darshan the combination of the two to tell us that it is 50 shekel. We pull the word shekel from Mefata, and the word 50 from Oinus, and we put the two together. 50 and shekel is now 50 shekel. That's where we get that drasha. In any event, Okay, fine. So now he doesn't have the word. He doesn't have the word a besula extra anymore, because that's the connecting word between the parsha of Mefata and the parsha of Oynes. Okay, so each one has a reason why they pick the word that they pick. Now the Gemara asks like this. So we have two very good drushes. We explained why Rav Papa doesn't hold like Reish Lakish, and we explain why Reish Lakish doesn't hold like Rav Papa. Each one, because there's another drusha you could make with these words. So the problem is that everybody needs these drushes. These are not drushes that are unique to Reish Lakish or unique to Rav Papa. So the Gemara asks, Reish Lakish, nami mi boi lelikada abaya, right? Reish Lakish also needs abaya's drusha that if the girl dies, that he's not chayev kanas. He doesn't argue with that. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara asks the other way also. Rav Papa Nami Biboy Le Gzeirah Shava, and Rav Papa also doesn't argue on the Gzeirah Shava case that it's 50 shekel and we only get that by the Gzeirah Shava. So the Gemara says you're right. They're really not arguing. You got to put it all into one big bundle. Elashita Krok Sivi. There's six extra drashas. Naira Naira Ha Naira Besula Besula Ha Besula. You take all of those drashas together. So Trela Gufayu. Two is to tell us that there's a din of Mefata. When it applies to a Naira, and it applies by Mefata and applies by Oynis. So that uses up two of the words. Chad le'kida abaya, one of the extra words, remember, because we have six to play with now. One teaches us abaya's halacha that only while she's alive. The chad le'gzeirah shava, the other is, the one extra word is to teach us that it's 50 shekel. So that leaves us left over with two extra words. And that leaves us over the two extra words to tell us those girls who you cannot marry either because of chayve lavin reasons or because of chayve krisos reasons. That's why we have two separate drushes. Good, gavaldik, and that's why the cases of our Mishnah are included. So it comes out. Okay, it comes out that our Mishnah holds, it comes out all the drushas are correct. If you put everybody together in one big basket, it's all the drushas are correct. So the only one we have to eliminate is the following Tana. Tanya. We learned in our Braisa, Veloisi Eliisha, that you have to be able, the Pasuk says that eventually she has to be your wife. In this case, of Oynes and Mefata, that she has to be your wife. So, Shimon Atemani Oimer, Isha, he says no. Isha Shieshba Havaya. Rabbi Shimon Atemani says, no, it has to only applies to a girl who you can marry. Shimon Ben Menasya Oimer, and Shimon Menasya says, Isha Haruya Lekaimo. It's not only one who you can initially marry, but it's a woman that you could stay married to. Okay, what's the difference between someone you can initially marry and someone you could stay married to? My Beinayu, what's the difference? Rav Zeira, Mamzeres Venasino, Iko Beinayu. The difference is the Chayve Lavin cases that you're not allowed to marry them, but if you did, the Kedushin is Chal. So according to the one that says you need havaya, hanami yeshba havaya, since it's only a chayve lavin, and we, as we'll see, we generally hold that chayve lavin, the kedushin works. You shouldn't have done it; it's an aveira, but you are married, so they are married in this case. So then they are included; they would be included in the parsha of knas oynes umfata. But according to the Mandi Yomar that says the rule depends on whether you're able to stay married, in this case you're not allowed to stay married to even a chayve lavin, because again, you did the aveira, but you still have to get rid of them. Okay, so that works according to us that says that you can marry, if you marry a chayve lavin, the kedushin works. However, but according to Rabbi Akiva, that says you can't even marry them, even the Kedushin itself isn't chal, so then what is the difference between them? That you can't even marry them in the first place. So they're, obviously you can't stay married. So the Gemara answers, you could make a distinction in a very special case. A Goyen Gadol is not allowed, as you know, is not allowed to marry an Almana. That even though it's a Chayve Lavin, the Kedushin is Teifis. It does work. It's for unique reasons. Like Rav Simoy taught us, the tiny Rav Simoy Oimer, because Rav Simoy taught us, min hakol oise Rabbi Akiva mamzerin. Rabbi Akiva held any illegal marriage gonna create mamzerin. Chutz, here's the one exception, me amana l'koyen godol. By an amana marrying a koyen godol. Again, it's usur, but that's not gonna create a mamzer. Why? Special reason, shahare amra Torah, because the Torah said, lo yikach v'lo yichalel. You shouldn't do it, and therefore you shouldn't make halolim. So we see that the Torah is concerned about halol. Halolim hu oisa. Vein oisa mamzeirin. Okay, because it only makes halolim. It's a special, it's a unique drush over there. That's what the Torah is concerned about. It's concerned about halolim. So we see that according to Rabbi Akiva, there is still at least one case of chayve lavin that you could marry, and that would be the nafkamina. Because again, you could marry her, but you'd have to get rid of her. So the mandi yomer that says, havaya, there is marriage. But the mandi yomer says, kaima, there is, you can't stay married. So there's a nafkamina. However, the Gemara continues. Ularav Yeshev of the Omar, Bo Vinitzach Vinatzuach, Al Akiva Ben Yosef. Let's go argue with Rebbe Akiva. Let's argue on Rebbe Akiva, basically, because we hold that his Drosha, he held Shahaya Oimer, Kol Shein Loi Bia Bisrael of Lad Mamzer. He says, no, if I'm not allowed to stay married to her, and it's Usser for any reason, then the kid is a mamzer. He doesn't hold of this cholol business. Rabbi Sheva is a unique shita that says even an amana l'kayin gadol makes mamzerit. Okay, so now Mayakabainayu. So now, according to Rabbi Yeshevov, there is no case that there's a difference between getting married and staying married. If you're allowed, if you can get married, you can stay married. If you can't get married, obviously you can't stay married. So according to him, Mayabainayu, so according to Rabbi Yeshevov, what would be the difference between whether we darshan Havayo or Kaimo? So the Gemara answers, Ikabainayu, the difference is now on the top of Lamed Amud Aleph, and, we'll stop over here, even though this is really in the middle. So he says, "Chayve asay mitzri ve'edoimi." The difference between them would be in achiv asay, because until now, all the cases that we've been discussing have been lois asay. You should not get married. You should not do this. You should not do that. But chayve asay. So let's. What's the example? A mitzri and edoimi. It says you could marry them after three generations. Now the inference from that and the understanding from that is that before then it's usur. But it's not usur because the Torah never said don't do it. The Torah just told us what should be done, the proper way, yes, to do it. Which means it's a chiyav aseh. So even according to Rabbi Yeshayvev, those cases, if you married them, you weren't supposed to, we all understand, you weren't supposed to, but if you did, the Kedushin, it works. The Kedushin is chal. So that would be the nafkamina between getting, the Kedushin works, but of course it's still usur. We know that the Torah doesn't want it, so you would have to divorce them. Okay, so again, I know this is in the smack in the middle of the sugya over here, but we'll stop over here and we'll pick up with this cheshbon next time.